Welcome to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. It's gardening time. It's the middle of the summer, but you still have to do some gardening in the summer. In fact, a lot of times it's a very important time to do that. We have talked about tree issues and insect issues and various things in our first hour. You can listen to podcasts of previous shows on dirtdoctor.com if you miss them, but love for you to join us and talk about whatever's on your mind in your garden, landscaping, herb garden, vegetables, potted plants, whatever. Telephone number to be with me is 866-1-866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Texas Plant and Soil Lab. One of the things that we were talking about first hour were some tree issues here and there. A lot of times it's a good idea, if you haven't already done it, to get a good baseline of what the soil is all about. And Texas Plant and Soil Lab in Edinburgh, Texas, is the lab that I recommend. They do the carbon dioxide extraction. And that's important because that's how roots actually access nutrients in the soils, carbon dioxide, carbonic acid, that sort of thing. And it's just a far, far better way to get good information about what's available to your plants and give you a good starting point for knowing what amendments are good to add and not wasting your money and what fertilizer program is appropriate. You can get a test from them and tell them all you want is the numbers, and we can help you with the fertilizer recommendations, or for a little bit more money, they'll give you recommendations as well. We tend to be a little more stingy about what we recommend because we've found that by using the Garrett juice mixture and beneficial microbes, bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi and some of the other things that we recommend, you can make a lot of nutrients that are tied up available even more efficiently than has been previously thought. And it's one of the reasons why the natural way, the natural organic program that we recommend is so cost effective. And one of the things that we were talking about on our recent trip to Mexico that we were talking about in the first hour to visit the cenotes all over the Yucatan Peninsula and other things down there for a wedding, actually, was that you can save about 50% on your water bill. A lot of people, a lot of friends of mine, a lot of people in my family, still, when I talk to them about what we do, are surprised about that. And it's not exaggeration or anything at all. We really do see positive results on all kinds of things. But the one that really, really strikes you and really gets your attention, and it should more than it does for people that have golf courses and large properties and everything, is this 40 to 50%, and 50% is not unusual at all, savings in irrigation. You just don't need to water as much because healthy, biologically active soil holds the water in the soil at just the right level for a longer period of time. And how long it is depends on the soil and the climate and where you are and all that kind of thing. But whatever you're starting with, if you're using a totally synthetic program, especially, you know, the worst thing you can do being part of it, the synthetic fertilizers are the worst part of the synthetic program, without any question. And if you're using synthetic fertilizers, which are salts, if you switch over to natural organic products, organic fertilizers that stimulate the life in the soil, that have low salt indexes, which they all do, except for one that I don't recommend. That's probably something I should have brought up more often than I do. There's a product that is a high-salt organic fertilizer that's on the market now in some markets, and it shouldn't be because it's not any good. And it has to be imported. It's sodium nitrate is what it is. It's sold under the name Chilean nitrate. And it's for some strange reason, it's acceptable under the NOP, the USDA's organic situation, you know, for being certified organic. And I guess it's because it's a natural material. But being a natural material doesn't mean anything if its chemistry is whacked out and does a bad job for what you're trying to do, and that's have rich, biologically active soil that's going to hold water for a long time. Well, Chilean nitrate does just the opposite. It's like putting out ammonium nitrate or ammonium sulfate or something like that. It, in my opinion, is just in the synthetic fertilizer category. And that's one of the reasons why we have some issues with, you know, what's listed on the acceptable certified organic list and what's not, because some of the things like that. Another one is potassium chloride. Potassium chloride is acceptable to the NOP and the USDA, and I don't like it at all. I think that it's sodium. The things that have a whole lot of chloride in them are not good products to use. Anyway, that's a whole other story. If you want to see probably the best way, rather than spending a lot of time talking about that, go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. Go to the research part of the website, or go to TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center part, and we have listed there. And it's also in the library, too. All of the products that we deem acceptable in an organic program, or the natural way that we recommend, and the products that are unacceptable are on that list as well. And then if you look them up, if you have more questions about them, we have them in the library and why we don't like them. 866-444-3478. Dennis in Rome, Georgia, next up. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just had 3,000 square feet of zoysia sod laid down.
Okay.
And I want to know how much it needs water. I had an irrigation system put in, and they've got it set to water 3 hours early a.m. and 3 hours late p.m. How long should this go on?
3 hours at one time.
Three and three, yes, sir.
Wow. Who recommended that? The contractor that put it in?
Yes, sir, until it takes roots.
Holy cow. After you have been watering 3 hours, don't you see a lot of it running off into the street and things like that?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Okay. My guess would be that they aren't organic, these contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a good guess, that they recommend synthetic fertilizers and don't recommend an organic program?
Yes, sir. They told me not to have it fertilized until 4 weeks after it's put down.
Yeah. Well, I would have preferred you fertilized it the day you put it down, Dennis, with organic fertilizer. And I don't mind you watering maybe an hour at a time, but even at that, you're going to be getting some runoff probably early on, and you don't want to do that. So shutting it off, let it soak in, and then do the rest of it. So cut back, you know, at least two-thirds of what they've recommended. You've probably got it sopping wet right now, don't you? Yeah, you don't want that. Even new sod, and it's not going to hurt it long term. It's just a silly thing to recommend it for you for very long. Getting it nice and saturated all the way through. Hopefully they rolled the sod so they squeezed out any air spaces that are under the sod. If they didn't, it's not too late to do it, to have that done. And even with new sod, you want to water it and get it nice and sopping wet, and then not water it again until it has dried out a little bit. You want it to pulse. When you put water on the plants and on the soil, that water going in pushes the oxygen out. And then when you let it dry out, the oxygen breathes back in again. So that breathing, that pulsing is important, even with new plants. And so keeping them sopping wet for a day or two is okay. And sometimes people need to do that because it's a good way to get the root zone thoroughly saturated, because they didn't have it moist before the planting was done and it's needed. But in your case, it's way overkill and you need to cut back significantly, and then just slowly cut back to watering, you know, once every few days. and the zoysia can take that. Zoysia doesn't need as much water as St. Augustine grass. It needs a little bit more than Bermuda grass, but it's kind of a middle-of-the-road, thirsty sort of a grass.
All right, sir. Would you recommend me watering in the morning or the afternoon?
Well, it doesn't make any difference, but the time of day that's the coolest is going to be ideal to prevent evaporation. But on the other hand, watering it, you know, when it's starting to wilt, if that's in the afternoon, that's okay too. Just water whenever you have time and whenever it's needed. Ideal times would be the cool part of the day because it's going to soak in better. But that's also going to create a situation where when it soaks in better, you don't have to water as long and you don't have to water as often.
Okay, so you're telling me to water, say, an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon.
Well, no, an hour a day at the most right now. And you can cut it into 230 minutes if you want. It's probably too much. Hang on. I'll talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett. Be right back.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy water is so good, and it's good for you. It's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals, so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. Well, of course, your body doesn't absorb those very well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier. All righty, Howard, back with you. Open line at 866-444-3478. Again, our website is dirtdoctor.com. Somebody sent me a letter. I was still going through a little bit of mail that came in while I was out of town. One of the questions that seems to be popping up here is sow bugs and roly-poly bugs out there. Generally, those guys are not that damaging. They're primarily feasting on dead and decaying organic matter, but both of them will eat green plant material from time to time. So what I usually recommend starting with is a very simple home brew of garlic pepper tea, or just dusting out hot red pepper like you'd put on a pizza. Both those things work pretty well on both those critters. They also can be killed with a commercial product called Slug-O Plus. It's got some spinosad in it, and I'm a little bit leery of that product because it is not deadly, but it is disorienting and harmful to a degree to bees, honeybees, and that comes from spraying it around. The dry product that you put on the ground is not that big a deal, but usually the hot pepper products or garlic pepper tea spray will help you out with the roly-polies or sow bugs if they have become a problem. And let's see, what was the other thing to catch up on real quick for you? Oh, I was talking off the air a little bit more about this grass situation and watering schedules, and it deserves just a little bit more time before we go back to the phones. It's unfortunately very common in the landscape industry and in the irrigation industry both to recommend watering too much, and more importantly than too much, watering too often. A lot of these people in the contracting business, I don't know if it was recommended by homeowners and they finally just gave in and went along with it, or they actually came up with the idea that watering more often, a shorter period of time, like 10 or 15 minutes, two or three times a day, was a good idea. Well, it's not a good idea at all. What's better is watering a long time, 20 minutes or more, and really soaking it in, especially if you have an organic program and have soil that, you know, accepts the water and it doesn't run off. If it runs off, you need to water until runoff starts stop for a while, let it soak in, and then water what you think is enough for that cycle. And then, like we were talking off the air, wait as long a period of time as you can before you water again. And that makes it where it's very difficult to set the irrigation system on any kind of a timer. The last caller was asking me what schedule should I cut it back to, and the answer is I don't have the foggiest idea, and I shouldn't, because I don't know the soil. I don't know the local conditions. I don't know how the sprinkler heads that are there put out water, how much they put out water, and other factors. You see, you have to water correctly, which means soak it really well, water as much as you can one time, and then wait as long a period of time before you manually push the button to run it through the system again. Same thing would go if you're watering with hoses or by hand. People have a tendency to sprinkle, and I do it too. Sometimes when I'm in a hurry and I see something wilted, I'll water by hand really quickly, and then the next day if it's wilted, I'll do it again, rather than letting the hose lay on the ground, which I sometimes do correctly, and let it run a long time and soak, really saturate the area, and then you don't have to water again. The key is to allow that pulsing to happen. Saturation of the soil really wet, and then that's pushing out all the air and all the oxygen, and then as it dries out, the air and the oxygen breathing back into the soil. Creating that rhythm is how you have a wonderfully natural and effective, efficient watering program. Some people say, I can't do it, I got to set it on an automatic system. Well, if you've got to do that, just set it to run as seldomly as you can, and each time it runs, to run longer periods of time than little short jags of water, because if you do that, you're going to have water up in the top or be super saturated, and in both cases you're going to develop root systems that are very shallow and unhealthy. That's why we want to water deeply and then let it dry out, is to develop deep root systems, and that's part of how we get such good efficiency from the organic program, is watering correctly. Open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Larry in Richardson next up. Hey, Larry.
Hello. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Same here. What's up?
Question on your ratio you're recommending for, like, fungus. I believe you suggested milk with Garrett Plus. However, I didn't find out what the ratio of milk to put, you know, how much milk to put with the Garrett Plus.
You must be talking about Garrett Juice Plus. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, you can put out milk with one of the Garrett Juice formulas, any of them, or you can put it out with water by itself. And it is a natural fungus control. Don't know if it will help with bacteria too much or not, but there's university research using it at about a cup of either low-fat or regular milk per gallon of water. That's pretty much the way you'd mix the milk. And then that mixture can be part of a Garrett Juice mixture or a fish and seaweed or some other mixture. But it can also be just sprayed by itself, about a cup per gallon.
Cup per gallon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So
if you had something else, let me put you on hold, and we'll bring you back in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee calls it the, quote, most serious threat I've seen in a number of years. Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia describing the chatter detected by U.S. intelligence agencies that has led the Obama administration to close more than 20 U.S. embassies abroad this weekend. One person is dead, 11 hurt, after a young man drove a car into a crowd enjoying one of Southern California's most popular boardwalks last night. Security video suggests it was not an accident. Hassan Rouhani, the new president of Iran, has taken the oath of office. More than 50 countries represented at the swearing-in today. And heavy rains have swept across eastern Afghanistan yesterday, have left nearly 60 people dead. Officials estimate another 30 people are missing after the flash floods leveled mud-walled homes. This is SRN News.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-665-1569, for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-665-1569. 800-665-1569.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Max Scherzer became baseball's first 16-game winner of the season by pitching AL Central leader Detroit to their seventh consecutive victory, 3-0 over the White Sox. Scherzer says he's not focused on earning his 16th win.
It's all about the team. We're in first place, and we got to keep it there. The other Indians and Royals are playing really good baseball right now, and anything can happen. So we're going to have to finish the season strong.
Oakland beat Texas 4-2. The A's now 3.5 games up of the Rangers top the West. Seattle was an 8-4 win over Baltimore. It was Minnesota 6, Houston 4. The LA Angels 7-3 over Toronto. In the National League, the LA Dodgers set a franchise record for consecutive road wins Saturday with their 13th straight victory away from home, 3-0 in Chicago. Dodgers left fielder Carl Crawford had 2 RBIs.
Setting records and stuff like that, it's a joy to come to the ballpark.
The NL West leaders have won 30-37. East front runner Atlanta edged Philadelphia 5-4. The Braves have won 9 straight. This is SRN Sports. Pittsburgh has a game-and-a-half lead over St. Louis in the NL Central following the Pirates' 5-2 triumph against Colorado and the Cardinals' 8-3 loss to Cincinnati. Washington blanked Milwaukee 3-0. Interleague play saw Boston top Arizona 5-2. Red Sox winning pitcher Jake Peavy says he had a case of the jitters in his Boston debut after coming over to trade with the White Sox.
To win, I can't tell you how excited I was tonight. I told a few guys that I had some nerves, and obviously around 300 starts, I felt like it was, one of my first.
Peavy allowed 4 hits and 7 plus innings for the AL East leaders. Other interleague play, Tampa Bay edged San Francisco 2-1. Rookie Will Myers hit an RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning for the Rays, who stay one game behind Boston. Kansas City edged the New York Mets 4-3 in 12 innings. It was Cleveland 4-3 over Miami. And the New York Yankees blank San Diego 3-0. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I think that Larry is still with us. Had another question calling from Richardson. Larry, you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
What else can I do for you?
If I had the concentrate Garrett Juice Plus, how many cups of milk would I add to that gallon of that concentrate in order to
You wouldn't do it that way. You wouldn't want to mess with the concentrate. What you do is you put 2 to 4 ounces, like the label calls for, of the concentrate Garrett juice into a gallon of water, that would be your spray, and then add the cup of milk to that. If you add the cup of milk to the concentrate and put it in your shelf, you're going to develop some mighty interesting scientific experiments there, and I don't even know what it would grow into, Larry.
Okay.
You just mix it as you need to spray it.
Okay, well, what I was using is using a hose sprayer, that puts down, that mixes so much water with the concentrate,
Well, I'm not a huge fan of foliar feeding that way because those things don't mix very well. I use them some. I use them to put out beneficial nematodes, and I'll use them to put out Garrett juice occasionally when I'm in a hurry and all that. But doing it when you're needing to mix something else in it for some disease control on a plant – you're going to have a hard time getting just the right kind of dilution that's going to help you with the disease control. You see what I mean? You just have to factor it. You just have to see. You'd have to assume that if you put in this much Garrett juice concentrate and it's coming out at a certain rate, and you're putting out that however many ounces that's in your hose end sprayer is going to turn into so many gallons. You just have to estimate, you know, what amount of milk putting into the concentrate would spray out and be a helpful thing for disease control. It's going to be a lot better if you use a little pump-up sprayer, and they're inexpensive to buy, or a backpack sprayer, and some of those are quite efficient cost-wise too, and put the milk out at a rate where you know you're putting it out at about a cup per gallon of spray. Because it's not going to do any good for you as a disease control if it's too diluted.
Okay, that's, I got it.
Okay, good luck.
One other quick question for you.
All right.
I have noticed on my crepe myrtles, on the underneath side of a branch, there is a fuzzy-looking bug, I believe it is, and they're kind of triangular-shaped, and they're sitting there as a group, and they've just been, well, I've noticed them here about 2-3 days ago, and they're still sitting there, and they're not moving. It's just like it's a, a cocoon, maybe.
Are there little spines on these things?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, there wouldn't be white, though. You sure they're white?
No, they are kind of a beige color.
Okay. What you're dealing with there is the pupil cases of a beneficial insect called a twice-stabbed lady beetle. Those pupae are normally black or real dark gray, but I have seen some that are a lighter color. And the key was when you said they were sitting there kind of in formation, if the back of them is split open, well, the adult lady bug has already emerged and has gone off eating scale and insects and all that. If it's not split open yet, they're still viable and they haven't hatched, and you do not want to hurt them.
Okay.
If you look at my website, dirtdoctor.com, under ladybugs and twice-stabbed ladybugs or lady beetles, or if you look in my insect book, which is called the Texas Bug Book, it shows you the picture of the eggs and the larvae and the adults of all those, and you can identify that for sure. If it's a mealybug or some other kind of insect, it'll help you identify that, and you can spray and kill them. But I think what you have is beneficial that you don't want to hurt.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Appreciate
your
call. Thank you, Larry. It's Charlie in Burleson next up. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, what's up? Good show today. Good show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, got a heads up. I'm on the Los Angeles Times newspaper website.
Yeah.
They are using imported parasitic wasps from Pakistan to wipe out their... Oh, it's called citrus greening.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's pretty, it's a neat, very neat article if you have time to check it out.
Well, I will for sure, because that's something that the greening came up when I was on the board down at TDA on the organic board. Mm-hmm. And the fellow that's in the citrus business down there, his first comment was kind of like I've heard on oleander diseases and rose disease. He said there's nothing that can be done about citrus greening. And I always thought that, some of the organic things we do would help it. But it surprises me what you're saying a little bit. They're saying that an insect is helping with it?
It's called, here we go, I'll spell it, TAMARIXIA, radiata. It's a tiny parasitic wasp that they're bringing in from Pakistan. And they've done, the people in California freaked, it's an invasive species, and they have done more, I was an 18-month quarantine on these little guys. They don't mess with anything but the bugs that spread this disease. And it sounds to me it's kind of like the florid fly for fire ants?
Yeah, it sounds the same. They're attacking the vector that causes this disease.
It says that they drink their blood, and the females lay an egg in the physalids or whatever belly, and then when it hatches, it devours its host.
Psyllids are what the vectors are that are spreading the disease then, I guess, huh?
Yes, that's what the article says.
Okay, well, that's interesting stuff, and it makes sense. It's always a little, dicey to introduce a new organism like that, but it sounds like this may be logical. On the other hand, I think the greening probably could have been controlled with, some of the things that we do with, the Garrett juice with hydrogen peroxide and all that kind of thing. But this sounds good. I'll look into it more myself.
Okay.
It's legal to you're saying the article says it's legal to bring it in right now, but you have to go through a quarantine period and
the federal government, they made these folks that are doing this research, they quarantined the wasps for 18 months, and it shows that time after time it only attacks the psyllids.
Of course, that can change.
probably so. But, these things are not, it says they pose no danger to humans or pets. And down toward the end of the article, it says that the people in Florida are trying to genetically modify their citrus crops so it just won't even get this disease.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, isn't it?
Charlie, I appreciate it. And that was in the L.A. Times?
Yes, it's in the L.A. Times. It'll come up on the homepage. It's citrus growers use predator wasp to fight disease threat.
Great. I appreciate the tip, and I'll learn more about it myself.
Okay, all right. Keep listening.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Good stuff there by Charlie. Open line for you now at 866-444-3478. To Tishomingo, Oklahoma. Let's talk to Carol.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
I'm having problems with click beetles in the house.
Okay, I've had some of that myself. the most interesting problem I ever had, one night I was trying to sleep, and I heard this kind of metallic clicking, and I thought that something was the air conditioning or the heat. I can't remember what time of year. It was probably air conditioning. Was moving the blinds. We have the thin metal blinds. And I thought that it was moving them, and the blinds were clicking because it was a very metallic sound. And I got up, and I messed with the blinds, and I spent a bunch of time, not getting to sleep. And finally it dawned on me, I have a metal trash can near the bed, and there was a click beetle in there, and he was bashing up against the side of the metal trash can, and he would have done it all night long if I hadn't found him.
Well, I'm having a problem. They get in my ears.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to go to the emergency room one morning, and this morning I caught him before he got all the way in there.
They're attracted to your ears. That's interesting. I don't think we put that little detail in our Texas bug book. That's interesting to know.
Yeah. A couple
of things you can do if you work with a pest control operator, talk to them about it. You can kill them with the essential oils that are used, Essentria, is what the pest control operators use, and some of those kind of things.
Well, not around here, but we can do it ourselves, I guess.
Yeah, you can buy the Essentria online, if not in the retail stores. Smells good. It not only will kill them if you spray them, but it sets up a repelling situation. And not that you're not cleaning well now, but just do a super better, even better job of cleaning, take things apart and really do a great cleaning and clean with orange oil. That sets up a repelling situation. Any that you see, vacuum them up.
Yeah.
And vacuuming usually kills them. But what I do to make sure, if I ever vacuum up some really nasty insect, the last step of it, after I use a vacuum cleaner to pick up the bugs, I'll put a little bit of diatomaceous earth down and suck it up in the vacuum cleaner too. And then they're history for sure. Don't do too much. It'll kind of mess up your vacuum cleaner. But just a half teaspoon or so of sucked up in your vacuum cleaner after you've gotten insects is a It's a definite kill of that insect. But that's what you do. They come in, I'll tell you this, too. Click beetles come in sizes that range from the elater, which is sometimes almost 3 inches long. It's black and white, and it's outside.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To little bitty brown guys inside the house that maybe you've run into that may be as small as a half an inch long, even in the adult size. So,
right.
And they all do the same thing. If you hold them in your hand, they're going to show you some pretty fancy jumping out of your hand.
I thought they were pretty cool insects till they got my ears, and now they're dead meat.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Keep me posted.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. 866-444-3478. And again, if you want to know more about this that we were talking about, it's click, like the noise, click beetle. And what they do is they have an ability to just do this violent springing of their body, and it just snaps, and they can actually snap themselves up into the air, you know, several yards. I mean, they can really propel themselves a long way. Kind of cool, like she was saying, but getting in your ears, that wouldn't be a good thing. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back for you right after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. And let's see. Oh, somebody called, and that hopefully they're still listening. They didn't want to hold to talk about this, but they want to know about the timing of the life cycle of mosquitoes. And it varies depending on the weather and the rain and all that kind of thing. But in general, just to give you a little bit, and there's some real good stuff on the internet about this. I'll try to put this into the library of our website, dirtdoctor.com, as well, just general information. Mosquitoes will lay their eggs in the water or on damp soil, and I think that's one of the important things that people need to understand, is that some of the species, and it's not the one that we have the problem with, it's being sprayed for, and I think that's part of our dilemma to try to get some sanity into mosquito spraying. Some of the just pest mosquitoes don't lay their eggs in water. They lay their eggs on damp soil, and then they hatch when there's rain or when there gets to be even more moisture. And that's why we've been recommending spraying entire sites, because moist soil, especially if you have mulch and things like that, can be the breeding grounds, these micro breeding grounds, or maybe more than micro, for these pest insects. And when people see insects, most people don't know the difference in one or the other, and they're small and hard to tell, even if you do know the difference. And they think, well, this is a mosquito we got to kill. It's a bad problem. And they are irritating, but those don't cause the disease. But the control is the liquid BTI, or putting the dry out all over the whole site. But it's more cost effective to get one of the liquid products and spray it out all over the entire site. So you have mosquitoes laying eggs in water, and that's where the bad guys are going to be, the Culex, and that's very easy to control. Any standing water, a little BTI, that ends the deal, ends the problem. But they hatch most around 48 hours or thereabouts. The larvae after hatching will molt several times, and that period will last anywhere from 7 to 14 days. And then from the pupae, the pupal cases, and I'm about to sneeze, is about 2 days. And then, you've got the mosquitoes from the pupae as the adults. They hang around and let their wings dry out a while before they start flying off. So the whole process can last from 4 days, kind of on the short end, to 14 days. And it can vary even from that, but that just gives you a little bit of an idea of how long the life cycle is. And they can live as adults for anywhere from a few hours to several days. So hope that helps, and hope you are still listening. Sorry, I forgot to get that on as fast as I should have. Let's see. Somebody put a note here, watering for 20 minutes at once, do for 4 minutes. Five times. I wouldn't do that. I just do it 20 minutes. And if you have, once you've been organic for a while, once you've used the natural way, you're going to have soil that is receptive to the water, and you're not going to have a lot of runoff. It'll go right in. In the beginning, before you have been organic for a while, when you've still been using the bad fertilizers, the salt fertilizers, these synthetic things, watering for little periods of time, stopping a little period of time again until you saturate the area, and then go a long period of time before the next series, that's fine, but you should only do that as a temporary way to water. Once your soil is relatively healthy, that is not necessary to do. It's way too much trouble, and I wouldn't recommend it at all. Dan, let's go to Rome, Georgia once again, talk to Danny. Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on, Danny. I got to talk to our friend Zach real quick from Gecko Hardware. Hey, Zach.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on today?
Oh, well, we're wrapping up our sidewalk sale.
All righty.
Which, is great for a hot day to come out and buy stuff. I'll give you 10% off extra for enduring the heat.
Well, what do we got out there besides herbs and some perennials and some vegetables? What else do you have in the plant category?
Well, that's it. That's all I carry in the plant category. I've got a few fruit trees left.
All right,
pomegranates that can take the heat.
They can take the heat very well. In fact, I've even transplanted some pomegranates during the heat. So planting new ones, this would be a good time to get some started. We're talking about Gecko Hardware in East Dallas at Ferndale and Northwest Highway. Zach, one of the owners over there. Great, great place. Are you still staying busy? A lot of new folks coming in and discovering the place?
We're staying busy, and I tell you what, I'm converting new people all the time.
That's great. Good job. How are you holding up on the organic products, Organic Pro and stuff like that, Garrett Juice Pro and those kind of products?
I'm doing great. I've got them in stock and ready to go. I think that people should be considering mulching right now. And it's funny that I'm selling so much more compost. So I guess people are planting.
Yeah, people are still planting that fall garden right now. People are starting to get some things in the ground, and it's a good time to do it. And Zach and the other great people over at Gecko Hardware in Dallas can help you with that. Zach, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Howard. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
And Danny, I'll talk to you off the air. Sorry I didn't get to you, but I'll talk to you off the air and help you out, and we can hold over to the third hour. Those of you that don't get the third hour, listen on dirtdoctor.com. We stream all the hours live. You can listen to the podcast of previous shows there as well. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Just fill out the form on dirtdoctor.com that says newsletter, the button that says newsletter, and we'll send it to you. No cost on a weekly basis. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc.